With the NCOP, with the NA to the front stuff. Only the NCOP for the parliament and LLP.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, honorable members, Watson, and lawyers. Pam from CNG, Advocate Luisa Malak.
No, it's
Uyokadi. And Advocate.
Yes, Cecilia
Matabati. Welcome. Why is there so much Miyokazi? Welcome, Mr. Miyokazi. Welcome, Mr. Mahape. The reason why this meeting... The reason why this meeting... the meeting has been called in terms of our agenda, we need to look at a petition that we received from the three states regarding Ms. And on the other hand is also a report of the overseas trips that we had in a cold London. But we'll deal with the petition first. Now, we've got the office of the procedural office of the NCOP, as well as the legal advice office from Parliament. Now, from what I understand, or from what I've heard from Secretary to the NCOP, Mr. Choro, is that this committee has been assigned full-time legal advice. So will it be you, then?
It's not me, it's Advocate who is attending another meeting before they go to the
Advocate. Thank you very much. And then from the procedural office side, we've got Advocate Mamoti and Advocate Biokazi. But I think Advocate Biokazi is not assigned to the committee, but she's helping us out. Okay, thank you. Now, in terms of dealing with the petition. A member has received the petition. First of all, I want to apologize, Honorable Watson, for receiving the petition late yesterday. But the one that we got from the chair's office was unreadable. So we had to hunt down Mr. Van Rooyen to get a proper one, which she could reach, you know. So I think that we need to, is there anyone that wants to give an input regarding this before I go over to certain things? All right, in terms of the petition, I think how we will deal with it is that we will table it in our minutes this morning. But I think we'll need to get all the rosters involved in this petition. I think from the side of the committee, and here the two clever ladies that have to advise and help us here. From the side of the committee, we will have to write with the Department of Defense and get their answers. We will give them 30 days, which I think is a reasonable time for them to answer. If not, then we will summon him to appear before the committee. Or we'll invite the church and then summon him if they don't respond to anything. Then also, we simultaneously will inform the minister's office of defense that such a petition has been received and is currently serving in front of the committee, so that we can get the reasonable answers for that, so that we can then empower Mr. Van Rooyen, and also in turn we'll have to, after discussing and after deliberating the report, the petition and going through to it and getting the answers from the department and the minister, and found out from the petitioner if all avenues has been taken by her, all leads for all routes, the committee will then deal with the petition and we will take it in from there. Are we doing right?
So far, the scenario is doing right, but what you're saying is what Advocate Momoti said to you, that you need to get more information for this committee to be objective in the decision that they will see on this matter. So, the letter has to be written to the department and obviously to the minister to make them aware of, to alert them about this petition that the committee has received. And then, only then, we'll be able to look at, I would say, both sides of the story.
Our office would come in on the issue of the substance of the petition. At the point where you're considering the success of the petition, then we would give legal advice in terms of the substance of the petition, whether the committee should be doing anything about the committee, whether the petition is right to be a petition. The matter rather is right to be a petition to Parliament, that's the role of the committee. And now what of course not having had the other side, our view is that it's not right. Ms. Gomeka has not addressed at all her other avenues, but that's our initial view.
Anyone else there on this matter, Mr. Faroe? Are you happy with me?
Agree.
Agree? Shikalata, the happy member of PC.
Just for the next year.
All right. Baba? The secretary just asked if maybe Mr. Van Rooyen can do the background, but you see, the whole point regarding how the NCOP petition committee works, as well as the proposal, and to the MA, is a bit different. Because we receive mostly our petitions from province regarding where in the MA they can do it directly to NA members. I mean, the NA, I don't think the NA has dealt with any petitions. Okay. Okay. Mr. Harwell.
Mr. Chairperson, yes, it's correct. This petition was handed in at the Free State Legislature, and I think it was during April this year. And as the provincial whip for the Free State, I was requested by the Free State Legislature to table this petition with the chairperson of the NCOP. Yeah, it can come, because the defense is not a provincial competency, and therefore the Free State Legislature cannot handle this petition. So that is where the petition comes from. And the only input that I can make is, you know, is what is written here. So I wasn't part of the initial process of the petition. I was just at the provincial before the Free State was requested by the Free State legislature to table this petition in your character. So that's the only input that I can make at this time.
Thank you, Honourable Father. The root of the issue of peace is totally different from the root of the illness. I think carrying petitions, you already see the root. On page 90. The further up table of the petition of the council, the chairperson of the council must refer the petition to the next committee and members of the person of the So just to summarize up, we will take the matter up with the Department of Defense. We will forward the petition, and as well as to the minister, and we will write them a letter for the answers, for their answers. And we will convene a meeting after we get the answers of the Department of Defense. And then we will take this further then, and we will await on the legal advice office to say whether we can submit this as a legal petition.
So what Chair is saying, we should give an opinion on the substance of the petition.
Okay. Advocate Leogati, is that correct?
Yeah, it is correct, and also need to inform the petition.
Yeah, we will inform the Secretary of the Free State Legislature, as well as Mr. Van Rooyen, all the role players. Is it the Secretary or the Secretary? The Speaker? If we inform the Secretary or the Speaker? I think the letter went to the Chair of the Chair. But I think we will inform you, Mr. Van Rooyen. And then you can in turn inform the Free State Legislature about the petition. Does that carry the blessing of the meeting? Thank you. So then we can move off this point regarding the petition. I want to thank the Legal Advice Office as well as the Procedural Office for your assistance. And in that regard, we'll see much more together. Is there anything you want to enlighten us about? Nothing. Good. Thank you very much for your attendance. Our next point, you are excused. No. Otherwise, we haven't got to. We need to sit down and we need members. You should ask that you must be an alternative to Gerald.
I've also been in another committee.
For your province.
You want me to be an alternative to the DA?
No, for your province. Ms. Marty, how far are we with the report of
How can there be an absence of nothing?